Well, that's really a hard act to follow. I don't even know why you need to talk about it. Coincidence or not, that the organ acts up when the stewardship person's supposed to talk. But I did want to give you some words of advice here. As I, my husband and I were married here in 1992. Our children were baptized and confirmed here at St. Michael and St. George. I'm a parishioner and I'm an employee. I'm in sales. I sell the Church of St. Michael and St. George, and I love my product. I believe in my product. The Holy Spirit is at work here. I have the wonderful job of seeing it firsthand. Just as Ezgi just said in her sermon, you all are an incredible group of people doing amazing things in the name of Jesus Christ. You give of your time, talent, and treasure. For example, Wayne Norwood greets with a big smile on his face. He's been known to stand outside in the rain or snow to greet newcomers. Our knitting ministry, led by Nikki Gillis, makes beautiful prayer shawls for people they will never meet. People are touched by the ministry's handiwork. Some have cried at the thought that a total stranger took the time to knit and say a prayer for them. Nick Clifford, Ernie Clark, and Ralph Lewis, sitting in the congregation now, just returned from making breakfast at the Gateway 180 homeless shelter. They've been doing it every Sunday for over 25 years. Becky Melander and Heverly Meals Ministry cooks dinners for those in crisis. The Striblings are right there. They go to Nicaragua, and the work they do there is incredible. The Brighams were giving out beers and lemonades. I could go around and around here and talk about all the work that all of you have done. The people of this congregation put their faith into action. We use our time, talent, treasure, making prayer shawls, sandwiches, greeters, singers, or visiting parishioners in the hospital. God's grace is evident here. This church has transformed lives. This is not a new phenomenon. Our church is over 100 years old. Heck, we have bagpipes on St. Michael's Sunday. No one's exactly sure why, but it's always been done. That's what I love about my product. I remember reading a letter from a parishioner named Drew who thanked Andrew Archie for the fact that Drew's parents, long since deceased, would recognize their church. He said that if they were alive today, they would walk in and say the same prayers, take part in the same service that they did 50 years ago. Our clergy, choir, and laypeople use their time and talent to provide our beautiful liturgy. Personally, I find comfort in our prayers and liturgy on Sunday, especially after having an experience. Trustful week. I appreciate repeating the same words that I did as a youth in Chicago. That's why I will do whatever I can to support our church. We are blessed with a wonderful church. Jim Holbrook tells a story of when he and Meredith first came to St. Michael and St. George. Then Rector Edward Salmon took them on a tour of the church. Near the end of the tour, Father Salmon said to the Holbrooks, "Let's go downstairs now and look at the vault that we have that's full of money." So they followed him down the stairs, and there was the empty basement. And Bishop Salmon turned around and said, "There's no vault full of money. Welcome to the Church of St. Michael and St. George. I'm going to need a pledge from you." It's true. We still need a pledge now, just as Bishop Salmon did back then. On October 30th, you will be asked to make a pledge, a commitment. This isn't just an effort to raise money to provide construction paper for the church school. Sure, Jane Fisher needs a paper, but pledging is more than that. That pledge letter is an invitation to exercise a discipline of giving, to share what God has given you. We need to do this for the sake of others and for the sake of ourselves, not because I've nagged you or Andrew has you backed against the wall. We are called to be generous and grateful in response to all that God has given us. We believe in God that he made us and he sustains us. Pledging is our loving response. This year's campaign theme is EPIC, E-P-I-C. It stands for Every Parishioner is Called. Or as some of the vestry members pointed out, EPIC could stand for Every Pledge is Counted. Our vestry members have made the commitment that their pledge is their single largest commitment that they make. Their pledge is EPIC. As my husband reminds me daily, paying our pledge is EPIC. But worth every single penny. Please join me in making an epic response to all that God has given us. We have a great product here at St. Michael and St. George.